With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is raising the possibility of raising the pressure on Russia to end its war against Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Writing on social media, the president said he's strongly considering sanctions and tariffs on Russia in hopes of forcing a settlement to the war in Ukraine. He said such sanctions could remain in place until a ceasefire and final settlement agreement on peace is reached. The president, who has been reluctant to criticize Russia for its invasion, urged both countries to get to the table before it's too late. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com.
We have a situation with Iran that something's going to happen very soon. Very, very soon. You'll be talking about that pretty soon, I guess. And hopefully we can have a peace deal.
President Trump says he wants to work something out with Iran over its nuclear program rather than having to take military action.
I would rather negotiate a deal. I'm not sure that everybody agrees with me, but we can make a deal that would be just as good as if you won militarily. But the time is happening now. The time is coming up. Something's going to happen one way or the other.
President Trump on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. The son of a Mexican drug cartel boss sentenced in Washington to life in prison for his own leadership role in one of the country's largest and most violent narcotics trafficking organizations. Ruben Osaguera, also known as El Menchito, and is the son of fugitive Jalisco New Generation cartel boss Nemesio Osaguera. The son served as the CGNG cartel's second-in-command before his extradition to the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 72 points. This is SRN News. Are you observing Lent?
If you are like most Americans, the answer is no. A new survey from Lifeway Research indicates that 74% of adults do not observe Lent. That hasn't changed much in the last decade. The 40-year period of fasting and prayer before Easter is generally associated with the Catholics, but Lutherans, Episcopalians, and Orthodox believers also traditionally observe it. In recent years, some mainline Protestant denominations have also dabbled with Lent. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua has pulled out of the United Nations Human Rights Council. That's after that body issued a scathing report on President Daniel Ortega's decision to make himself dictator. The UN accusing Ortega of abusing Christians and other people of faith, as well as political dissidents. The U.S. State Department adds that in Nicaragua, clergy and laity continue to experience government harassment. This is SRN News. On the economic front, Tesla's empire in the Lone Star State is growing beyond cars.
The company is building a massive new battery storage facility near Houston. The 1 million square foot plant will crank out what are called Megapack Energy products. Basically, they're giant batteries the size of a storage container that can add power to the state's grid during times of need. The factory is expected to create around 1,500 jobs.
That's Tayshia Stevens. The Small Business Administration says it will relocate six of its regional offices in so-called sanctuary cities, part of a broader Trump administration effort to crack down on those cities. SBA Administrator Kelly Loeffler said the offices in Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Denver, New York City, and Seattle will be relocated to less costly, more accessible locations that better serve the small business community and comply with federal immigration law. More details at SRNnews.com.